Race one of seven at Bairnsdale today is at 1:40. And to get an idea of the track conditions there today, track manager Reece Taylor joins us. Good morning, Reece.
How are you going, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you. What can you tell us about the weather and, importantly, the track condition today at Bairnsdale?
So it's going to be 20 degrees today with about a 30k wind picking up later in the day. The horses will probably be running into that down the home straight, so that could affect how it plays a little bit. The track's currently sitting at a good 4, now 6.03. We gave it 7 mils of irrigation yesterday just to keep the juice in it with a later start, and the rail's in the true.
Okay, so any particular pattern to Bairnsdale? Is it going to dry out even further through the course of the day with that wind?
I would expect it to. I would think it would get through the first 3 or 4 races of the 4 with the extra juice we put in it. And then with the wind picking up and the sun coming out, I would expect it to upgrade to 3 or 6 stage.
Okay, so good 4, that will most likely end up a good 3. And I imagine it'll be a pretty good atmosphere there today to have a few people on track as well.
Yeah, it's our first race day with people back in over 200 days, so we're pretty excited for it.
Yeah, it's a good place to enjoy. It's a vast, expansive area, isn't it? You can really find a spot there and not be bothered for the whole day. It's plenty of room to move at Bairnsdale.
Yeah, that's it. We've got a nice lawn bar set up, so we hope to see a lot of people get down and really enjoy themselves.
Well, look forward to the day, Reece, and well done with your work, and we'll look forward to seeing it showcased throughout the course of the day.
Beautiful. Thanks, mate.
Reece Taylor there, the track manager, with a good 4 at Bairnsdale. Going to improve to a good 3 with the windy conditions about. I wonder if that's going to be best suitable for Pesky Jen, who's first up from a spell, first up with Alex Ray today. And Alex joins us. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, well, thank you. Did you hear that report? Good 4, probably good 3, a bit windy. Does that make you confident or are you losing some?
No, I'm happy with that. Generally, Bairnsdale's a beautiful surface. They leave a good bit of cushion in it, and I've certainly never had any complaints over there over the last couple of years. So it shouldn't be a negative at all.
Well, it's a long day to wait, but tell us about Pesky Jen and how you end up with her.
I was given an opportunity by the Otterbrae, Tony, Lynn and Michael, with Pesky Jen. She's an interesting mare because early in her career she sort of promised a lot. And then she really hasn't delivered, and she's been a bit unlucky in some races. And her trials with me have been pretty good, and you know, it's a really suitable race this afternoon, being a restricted 0 to 58. So, look, she's ready to run a race, and hopefully, obviously, with a little bit of luck, she can be right in the finish.
Well, she's been well found in the market. She's $2.30 favourite, but importantly, being first up, you've got a good gate. Where do you expect she'll be in the run?
Well, look, generally I wouldn't be too positive or trying to hold a position as such, but I think, you know, with a dozen horses in it at Bairnsdale, and you know, generally you want to be up on the speed, we're going to have to hold a position. It'd be ideal to sort of box seat or be 1-1. You know, if we're in the first 4 or 5, she'll get every chance.
So you think she can win, or is it a run where you think she might also be improved by?
Oh, look, without a doubt, she'll be improved off the run. She's had a good long spell. She's had only 2 jump outs. From a fitness perspective, she's definitely ready to win. I'll be really disappointed if she's not right in the thick of things. As I said, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt today. If she was to run a second or third, that, you know, maybe she's lacking a bit of match fitness. But it's not an overly strong race, and she profiles as probably the one to beat on paper quite obviously. So I'm expecting her to be right there.
And now tell us about anything we could be looking forward to as far as your team over the summer, and maybe even update on Electric Bell.
Oh, well, Electric Bell was a real head-scratcher last Wednesday at Sandown. I really thought she'd be awfully hard to beat, but she was very plain. So not sure if she's just got a little bit comfortable in her surroundings. She's pulled up fantastically. I did everything I had to do post-run. We scoped her, we vetted her, we checked everything out. So maybe a little bit of a gear change is all she needs. We'll put the blinkers on her, probably run her later this week. And, look, hopefully she can bounce back. But in the event she wasn't, We know she's a quality mare, being a Saturday Metropolitan winner, so we might have to pull the pin if she can't bounce back hard and just give her a little bit of a break and bring her back and start again.
Okay, you got much else going around in the upcoming weeks?
Oh, not really. I mean, we've been really quiet the last couple of months. You know, the spring was always an extremely difficult time of year to win races, and we didn't really have anything of that calibre this year. So we have been quiet on purpose. We'll pick up now into the summer, and we've got a couple of the good autumn winter horses just come back into work. You know, Chief Altoni, Secret Palace, horses like that. So, look, we'll start to get busy in the next coming months, but nothing really standing out at this point in time in the next couple of weeks anyway.
Well, I hope the deluge of winners starts today in race 7 with Pesky Jen. Good luck, Alex, and thanks for joining us.
Great, thank you.
Alex Ray there trains the favourite in the last race, Pesky Jen. Cameron Templeton trains the favourite in race 5 today. Sarnie, and Cameron's been kind enough to join us as well. Good morning, Cameron.
How are
you going? Yeah, well, thank you. And you're confident you're going to train a winner at Bairnsdale today? And if it is, you've only got the one in. It's got to be Sarnie in race 5.
Yeah, look, she's going well this time in, and she's been a slow maturing mare. But hopefully, it seems that the penny's dropped this time round, and she's holding form. Her maturity's a lot better, and she's going quite well.
A done deal 5-year-old mare. She's had 22 starts for one win, but her last two have been good, and last time was at Sandown. She got beaten under 3/4 of a length.
She was super there, and I probably got a beat because I reckon I jumped on about a furlong out and I weighed her down. But, she hit the line really well and snuck up on the fence. And she's one of those mares that sort of appreciates. She's not overly big, so she appreciates a bit of galloping room. And if she had been on the outside, I thought, not that T.O. could be getting out there, but he was a victim of where he was, but he rode her well, and if she had been on the outside, I thought that she might have got that extra half a length that she needed.
Well, you must be happy with the field that is assembled today with her current form and a decent barrier?
Yeah, 100%, and we sort of found out a little bit more about her last time at Sandown. I said to Theo, just bang her out of the gates. I said, she's getting back, and she's always running on, and I might be setting her up for a fall, but I want her ridden a bit closer, and he rode her a treat, and it's just sort of, at least we know we can put her into the race now rather than sitting off them and flashing home and just missing. At least we can ride her a bit closer, just a couple of pairs closer, and she doesn't have to do so much work at the finish.
She's $2.20 favourite in that race. Is that a fair assessment?
Hopefully. We'll know after the race.
Well, you'll have to bite your tongue at the 200 this start if she does look like she's going to win. Just save your vocals.
That's it, exactly.
Don't go the early crow. Cameron, thanks for joining us. Good luck with Sarnie today.
No worries, thank you.
Race 5, number 10, Sarnie. Trav Noonan's back to go through the Bairnsdale program. Good getting a bit of an insight there with two of the shorter price favourites on today's program, Trav.
Yeah, it was. Certainly taken by sort of the comments around from Alex Ray around Pesky Jen. I think she's pretty hard to beat in the last, so it was good to hear a lot of stable confidence around her.
Race 1, scratchings are 3, 4, in the first event on the program today is clear. I was reading it, race number 2. First race, though, the rider of 3 extra is John Keating, and the favourite is number 1, Bullerook Boy at $3, just ahead of Lottie's the Boss, number 8 at $3.10. So no scratchings, race 1.
Yeah, Bullerook Boy's been knocking on the door sort of all this campaign. He's certainly a staying type. He got out to 2,400 last time and was sort of just beaten by Sternishing by 3/4 of a length. Start prior only went down narrowly at St Arnett. I think he put himself up on speed here, the son of Lucas Cranach, and take some running down at the 2,200. Happy to be with him on top, 1 Bullerook Boy. To beat the 8, Lottie's the Boss, who another horse who's real staying type, daughter of out of a Galileo mare, and she's been good her last two at Yarra Valley and also Pakenham. 2,200 metres in this grade, I think she's well placed. They look the top two clearly from 6, Jackal Bro, who was strong to the line last start at Geelong, step up to 2,200, looks really ideal for him. And 7, Redskin Jimmy, who was second last start at Traralgon behind Raid the Bar. He's another one who will appreciate the step out and trip. 1, 8, 6, 7 in the first.
Race 1, 1, 8, 6, and 7. Race 2, the scratchings are 3, 4, and 10. Smoke and Holly at $2 is the favourite.
Yeah, jumped out really well this campaign for Dale Short at Pakenham, Smoke and Holly. Her first ever start at the races, she was only beaten 4.5 lengths by Ray and Veer and Our Heidi in quite a strong race at Soundown. And beat Foxicon, who's the second favourite in recent jump out at Pakenham, and had that horse sort of beaten quite comfortably. That's why the market's swinging the way of Smoke and Holly, and I think you have to do the same on the basis of the jump out. So 8 Smoke and Holly on top of the 7 Foxicon. You have to respect being from the Moody stable, and you think sort of Moody runners from jump out to a race day will take a bit of improvement. She's got the nose roll going on as well, which she didn't have in the jump out. Then Tokelau Drift, who's done nothing wrong in sort of his 3 starts at the races. I thought his last start at Tatura, he was very good up on top of the speed, only gunned down late by Handy One and Zarina Bay. And the third horse in that race was $2 Tom, and he has to be respected here as well. So they're probably the top 4 horses. 8, 7, 5, 6 in the second.
8, 7, 5, 6. Race number 3, scratch number 7, Clatton, the rider of One Angel's Reach, as Chloe has a party. And the popular pick is 11, Madam Mayhem at $2.
Yeah, easy to be with 11, Madam Mayhem here. This race just doesn't have a lot of depth, and she's a horse on the rise. She's only had the 3 starts, and sticking at this sort of 1,600-metre distance range looks ideal. I thought the last start run at Geelong, she was very good. Only beaten a length there by Inari, and yeah, as I said, I think this race is a lot easier than what she's been facing her last two. So hopefully she gets the win today, the 11, Madam Mayhem. The 9, Whiz Tears, probably the danger. A little bit disappointing last time at Pakenham, but that was the strongest maiden. The 2 starts prior at Sale and Echuca, she was very competitive with 2/3. Gets a nice run here from Barrier 6, looks the obvious danger of the favourite. 10, A Beautiful Noise, is perhaps the horse at odds that can improve. First start at 1,000 metres, hit the line strong. It's a big jump up to the mile, but certainly could perhaps run well here. And next best, we went with the 8, Russian Blaze, who finished a fair way behind Madam Mayhem at Geelong, but is probably best of some of the others. So 11, 9, 10, 8 in the third.
Race 4, scratch 4 and 6, rider of 9, the Bounty, Alexander Bryan. Cogent, the favourite, number 2 at 2.10.
Yeah, the interesting duel here between Cogent and Raid the Bar. Both are coming off dominant maiden wins in recent time. Cogent bolted in at Tatura when he led all the way, started short price favourite, and Raid the Bar did a similar thing last week. He sat off the speed and won by 6 lengths at Traralgon when a heavily backed favourite. Don't think there's much between them, but just looking at them, I think Raid the Bar's perhaps the horse is going to be better suited getting to 2,200. Only as much between them, but yeah, leading the way of 3, Raid the Bar, just in front of 2, Cogent. It'll be an interesting matchup. 8, Bishop Rock, is perhaps next best on the quick backup from Mornington during the week. He ran 3rd there behind Heartland Raider, and he's a real staying type. And 7, Sassoon, always runs well at Bairnsdale. He's been a bit out of form, but perhaps can bounce back at a track he knows well. 3, 2, 8, 7.
Race 5, scratch 1, 13, 15 and 18. And late scratching was 17 at 9 a.m. Steward's Order. Rider of 3, John Keating. 11, Jake Noonan. And number 12 is Alexander Bryan. And the favourite is Sarnia, number 10 at 2.20.
Yeah, she'd be hard to beat, Sarnia, off her last start run at Soundown. But I thought Alvaric is going just as well this campaign. Really liked her run last start at Mornington behind One Man Ben and Archaeus. Gets a good run here for Mitchell Aitken, and I think she can be hard to beat at sort of an each-way price, Alvaric. So got her on top the 8. From the 10, Sarnia. She's racing in really good form since joining the Cameron Templeton stable. The run last start at Soundown was terrific, but she does go up in the weights a little bit for that. But she holds that form, you'd imagine she's pretty hard to beat in a 0-58. 7, Anything But, is a real roughie here. I think he's sort of around $61. He gets the 4-kilo claim for Sheridan Clark, and his run last start at Mornington, I think, was a lot better than it reads on paper. He got back to last and didn't have a lot of luck. 4, High Done, probably next best. I think his best form, certainly competitive in a 0-58. 8, 10, 7, 4 in the fifth.
Might just get your numbers in the last two races and then your best. We've got something scheduled in just a sec. Race 6, take out 2, 4 and 15. The rider of 6 is John Keating. 8 is Mitchell Aiken. 14 is Alexander Bryan. In race 7, scratch 1, 3, 14, 15, 17 and 18. And the riders of 10, Bold Abbey, John Keating and 16, Tycoon Felix, is Sheridan Clark, Trev.
Yeah, 7 Delivery Man on top in race number 6. I think he's well placed in the 1,000 metre 0 to 58 from 9 Lord Almighty, 3 100% and 11 It's a Ra. So 7, 9, 3, 11 in race number 6. In race 7, I think Pesky Jen, very hard to beat on debut for the Alexander Ray Stable. So horse number 8 to beat 9 Frenzy Loon, 13 Taranto and 4 Fox Gossip, 8, 9, 13, 4. In the last at Bairnsdale, best bet, I think race 4, number 3, Raid the Bar at 2,200 metres for the first time. The next best, race 7, number 8, Pesky Jen. The value, race 6, number 7, Delivery Man. Quaddy, race 4, will take 2 and 3. Race 5, 4, 7, 8, 10. Race 6, 3, 7, 9, 11. And race 7, 8, 9.
Thanks very much, Trav. Have a great day today.
No worries. Thanks, Dan.